We have the 8 o'clock news now from Carla O'Brien.
Ruhama, an organisation that helps women who are sexually exploited for profit, has said the demand for sex trafficking is evidently growing, with more victims presenting to the charity in 2022. It comes as the latest report by the US on human trafficking highlighted Ireland's shortcomings in tackling the problem. Karen Creed reports.
Ireland has made little progress since last year in tackling the sex trafficking industry, according to the US State Department's 2023 Trafficking in Persons report. Advocates for victims of human trafficking have called for more action as they highlight Ireland's commitments to achieve zero tolerance to sexual violence. Ruhama, a charity that works with women affected by prostitution and other forms of sexual exploitation, has warned that demand for the sex trade among sex buyers is driving the profiteering by human trafficking. It estimates that around €180 million was made by sex traffickers in Ireland last year. The organisation engaged with 147 victims of trafficking in 2022, 45 of whom were new referrals, which is a 60% increase on new referrals in 2021. Ruhama's chief executive, Barbara Condon, said victims and survivors of sexual exploitation were still inappropriately housed in direct provision centres, where they were put at high risk of being traumatised again and being trafficked again. She said the sex trade is inherently violent, dangerous and traumatising to countless individuals every day in Ireland.
The authorities in Greece have arrested 9 suspected people smugglers following the sinking of a migrant boat off the southern Greek coast on Tuesday. One of those detained is the captain. Local media reports said that all those on the vessel were Egyptian nationals. Relatives of those on board have been gathering in the port city of Kalamata, hoping to find family members. More than 100 people were rescued, but 78 have died and up to 600 are unaccounted for. More than 1,000 deaths have been recorded this year of people crossing from Africa to Europe. Julia Black from the International Organization for Migration says that figure barely scratches the surface as the true number.
We have hundreds of records of bodies that are washed up to Mediterranean shores where we don't know of any known shipwreck. The problem continues. It seems to be worsening and there's no responses in place to actually prevent these deaths that I have seen. The Mediterranean at this point is really a mass graveyard.
SIPTU has asked the owners of Tara Mines to explore every option rather than laying off 650 workers as part of a temporary and indefinite suspension of operations in County Meath. Union representatives urged local management to reflect on their position during talks on Wednesday. Workers were informed of the temporary and indefinite suspension last week. On this programme, Adrian Cain, SIPTU divisional organiser, said more talks were being held today.
We will be in a better position after the meeting with management today to see what the actual lay of the land is, okay? And then we're going to have to take decisions accordingly. The reality facing people at the moment, if this were to go ahead, is that their wages would drop significantly. You'd be back down to €200 plus. We can't accept a situation whereby something is just left to go on indefinitely. And that's all not right. Treating the local workforce with respect or the local community, which relies hugely on Tara Mines.
The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has strongly criticised the fossil fuel industry for, as he put it, knee-capping action on climate change. Mr. Guterres said countries must start phasing out fossil fuels and not just their emissions. He accused the industry of influence peddling and of mounting legal challenges to protect their own interests at the expense of the environment.
Current policies are taking the world to a 2.8 degree temperature rise by the end of the century. That spells catastrophe, yet the collective response remains pitiful. We are hurtling towards disaster, eyes wide open, with far too many willing it all on wishful thinking, unproven technologies and silver bullet solutions. It's time to wake up and step up.
The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar will meet Scotland's First Minister, Hamza Youssef, and the First Minister of Wales, Mark Drakeford, at the British-Irish Council Summit in Jersey today. The discussions will focus on the provision of affordable housing across member states. Mr. Bradker will highlight the importance of the early restoration of the Stormont Assembly and express regret at the absence of members of the Northern Ireland Executive from the summit. Discussion will also focus on energy and other cost of living challenges and the response to the war in Ukraine. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Self-building, take efficiencies to new levels with a fully integrated Grant heating system. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
There'll be hazy sunny spells today, the best of which will be in the north and northeast this morning. It will be cloudier with showers in the south, and these will extend to most parts during the day. There may be isolated thunderstorms. Highest temperatures will range from 18 to 25 degrees.